This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a number of changes made to health care rules in our state.
I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1682 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up the third reading.
House Bill 1682 relates to health care. The measure came to the Missouri Senate on March 12th and was discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 13th. Senator David Sater of Cassville is the bill handler. He tells his colleagues there are numerous items contained in what he calls omnibus health legislation.
Next, we have the opioid lawsuit settlement. This bill has been heard also before the body. It mainly states that lawsuits, which have been filed by the Attorney General, if we receive money from that lawsuit, that it will go only for addiction treatment, prevention of addiction, and then also for law enforcement, which includes the Attorney General's office.
Where a majority of the added pieces to the proposal come from the Missouri House of Representatives, others are created in the Missouri Senate. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City is among those who amend the bill. She believes too many people who are dealing with mental health issues become substance abusers.
Currently, our state facilities only can service up to 16 individuals, and that is an archaic federal rule imposed several decades ago. So this would allow the department to seek a waiver that would allow those facilities to treat more than 16 individuals at a time.
Another addition that relates to the coronavirus pandemic comes from the Missouri Senate. Senator Jeannie Riddle of Callaway County says currently, nursing home administrative license applicants need 3 years' experience, 2 years' secondary education, and complete a state-mandated course.
This legislation is going to be very helpful because of COVID right now, especially. It allows the board flexibility to approve licenses for applicants that have an associate degree or higher. This education and experience requirement aligns with 48 other states.
Other amendments relate to health care and are meant to recognize certain aspects of health in Missouri. Senator Carla May of St. Louis wants to designate August as Minority Organ Donor Awareness Month.
The citizens of the state are encouraged to observe appropriate events and activities to raise awareness for organ donations for minorities.
Other aspects of this proposal establish the Long-Term Dignity Act, restrict using vapor products in Missouri schools, and relate to medical marijuana. Some portions of House Bill 1682 became law when the measure was signed into law on July 13th. Other parts take effect on other dates. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.